just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter and the pain, and even shared the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space, and there's nothing left.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I don't even know where to interrupt that. But I have no choice because we've got my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on. Hey, Dr. Craig, how you doing, man? You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning after a long night?
Yeah, it's mostly morning in Wisconsin. I was going to say I've been out at Joint Finance Committee already. We had a press conference before it starts. It's just starting out in Waukesha. No conspiracy, I'm sure, Earl, that they started the Joint Finance Committee hearings the morning after the big election.
So Dr. Craig, you've been at this a while, and you incrementally, we are seeing the dismantling of that conservative bastion that has kind of controlled the narrative in this state for quite a while. But plank by plank, you kind of see it eroding. Any satisfaction in that, or am I setting up their epitaph too soon?
I think there was maybe one of the basketball color folks, you know, for broadcast, who used to say, "Not so fast,"
yeah,
right,
yeah.
As their shtick. I think that they're on the defensive because they've overreached, but they're far from defeated.
Okay.
And so far, so good, but we actually have to accomplish something with government, which is really hard these days, and hard within the coalition that's Democratic Party. They also continue to have substantial leverage. It looks like, unless there's a huge upset, that they have picked up a veto-proof majority in the state Senate with the victory in the North Shore of Milwaukee district.
So let's talk about the implications of that.
Well, they cannot veto the governor's, you know, veto. They cannot override them. But what they can do is they now have the capacity to impeach any state official. They claim any district attorney. They could impeach state Supreme Court
members. For anything.
Well, anything they do, the impeachment clauses in our constitutions are vague deliberately because the people who framed the federal constitution and the various state constitutions didn't know what malfeasance people would partake in. So they said things like high crimes and misdemeanors, which had more meaning in the 18th century than now, actually, as for the national constitution. And so there's no review, there's no court that can overturn an impeachment. It requires a majority of the state assembly to impeach and 2/3 of the state Senate to convict. So if they could get every single Republican state senator, then they could impeach anyone they wanted. In fact, the apparent winner in that open seat, Knodel, said he's open to impeaching Judge Janet if she is elected. This is during the campaign. And they've talked about impeaching the district attorney of Milwaukee, John Chisholm, who they've hated ever since he investigated Scott Walker's flagrant violations of campaign finance law during the recalls. So, and they can impeach cabinet officials. They could try to impeach Evers, though I don't don't know that they would go that far.
But Dr. Craig, does impeaching these people mean that they can be removed? I mean, we've seen, you know, for heaven's sakes, the president of the United States being impeached and remaining in office.
If you're convicted. And so he was never convicted. He was impeached and not convicted.
Right. Well, I mean, wouldn't it be the same thing? I mean, what could they convict these people of? I mean, they're going to chicanery.
Anything they could get all of the state senators for, they could convict on. So what if they say, what if they decide that it, that if they try to go and reverse the MAPS decision and actually create MAPS that would reflect the popular vote or revisit the 1849 abortion statute, they could claim that somehow that was malfeasance, and they could go and as long as they get, they'd have to get every single senator. I would say, gaming it out, the one state senator I know might be an issue is an old warhorse state senator who goes back to an earlier age, Robert Coles from the Fox Valley area. I don't know if he would. I don't know that he would block things. I just don't know if he would go along with anything. So they would have to know ahead of time. Otherwise, they might not convict. My point isn't this is necessarily going to happen. My point is
it can happen
because of the MAP situation. They have the capacity to do this kind of thing still. There's no way in this state that they should have that kind of majority in the state Senate, but they do.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, that notwithstanding, the victory, overwhelming victory by Supreme Court, soon to be Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
Look, it was massive. As you know, I was telling media yesterday that a 3-point margin in Wisconsin landslide. This was 10 or 11, and and we'll see what the final is, maybe a little under 10. I don't know, but it's in that range. What's fascinating about it is I heard political scientists saying this will not exceed, turnout will not exceed the record during the recall for Justice Prosser race, which was 1.5 million people voting. And that was about 34% of the electorate. It looks like it was at least 1.8 million people with 10% not counted, and it will be north of 40% of the electorate. So we shattered the record that a lot of political scientists thought we weren't going to reach. Some thought we'd be this would be the third highest turnout election. So that's what drove those numbers. The Democratic base and a whole lot of independents are energized against
abortion,
the extreme conservative agenda. Abortion. Absolutely. So here's the way to think about abortion. A lot of issues stand in for other issues beyond they're important in themselves. Abortion is just the clearest example of how right-wing judges are basically legislators with long-term appointments pretending to be judges and how they will always reach a right-wing conclusion. And I think people define that even more broadly. I think abortion also stands for a lot of other issues that are muddier to voters, but is itself a huge issue in its own right because it's an important constitutional right. And it's hard for women to have equal rights in this country if white men in legislatures or in courts can control their reproductive health choices and when they have or do not have families.
You know, Dr. Craig, the money, the outturning of all of these people, certainly money played a role in that. I mean, almost $50 billion was spent on this race. Is it possible to turn out people without the money?
Well, I think they were actually related. The money also unturned out some people. We did a huge deep canvas program, and I was talking to voters twice a week in sessions. And there were voters we had to talk back into voting because they were so appalled by the ads, right? But the Democrats, as a, you know, Janet's campaign, which was much better funded than Kelly's, and combined with the independent side, which was much more on the Kelly side because they like to hide their money because they have a few billionaires and corporate leaders funding. So they'd use dark money instead of giving directly to a campaign. But the reason the Democrats raised so much is they raised a whole ton of out-of-state money, and the reason they raised a whole ton of out-of-state money is because the Republicans have made it so Wisconsin could decide whether we have a democracy or not in 2024. In other words, we nationalized the Wisconsin race, and the same way that donor bases across the country in California, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, D.C., Maryland, states like that, were energized by the Wisconsin race, so Wisconsinites were energized. I think the energy goes beyond the ads, but the ads obviously, you know, brought more attention to the race.
So, Dr. Craig, do you think that the Democratic Party, National Democratic Party, realize without giving the kind of support that they should have given to the Senate race, that they just could not make that mistake a second time? You think that played any role in it?
The problem is whether they can raise it, right?
Oh, okay.
Money, so it's both. I think they really were between a rock and a hard place in the U.S. Senate because they had a number of close races. So we barely pull off Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania looked close. They made a mistake in the summer putting money into Florida, which proved to be unwinnable. But, you know, mistakes are going to be made. The question is, where is the only race going, right? So there was no competition between Wisconsin and other states that had battleground Supreme Court races. But I think that the Democrats have shown the ability to raise national money when there are clear issues like this, such as abortion rights are on the ballot.
Dr. Craig, I got to get you to hold the thought.
Long term.
Dr. Craig, got to get you to hold the thought. Karina, I see you. We'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means the Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig, is on the docket. And Karina, we'll come to you in a second. Dr. Craig, you said, and you always... The great thing about you, my friend, is you won't let people get too high. You temper all of these things. I mean, we were all celebrating, and then you say, well, you got to see if they can make some things happen, make some changes. And so we're just happy to see that a guy like Dan Kelly, a person with that kind of personality, is not going to join the Supreme Court ever again.
What did you think, Earl, of his concession speech?
Well, this is what I'm talking
about. I've never seen anything like it.
I said a person of that character to say that. And the other part of this, Dr. Craig, is can you imagine a person with that kind of personality came really close. He was on the Supreme Court once before, but he came really close to getting a 10-year term. We know who and what he is now. Even if you didn't know before, there's no question that people know what kind of person that he is. And yet, that's the Republicans and the people who put him up and supported him. I'm sure they knew he was that kind of a person. But it's just how fortunate we are that we won't have to worry about him ever again.
I mean, what's amazing is, because none of us like how Supreme Court races are run these days, right? Because the real issues, other than abortion, were not on television.
Right.
Abortion was a real issue. And that's what's different about abortion, how it cuts through, how rarely but makes a first-tier issue that is on TV and on commercials actually is a top issue that they'll decide. I don't know how he can go as high horse and talk about him being some ethical justice who ran a campaign differently or hasn't revealed his political views over the years or any of those things. He seems to be saying as long as you don't say it, what your values are explicitly during the campaign, no matter how clearly you said it over the years and every which way, and even by your statements and by your actions, like providing legal support to the attempt to subvert and undermine democracy, the fake electors in Wisconsin, the Trump conspiracy, the coup, that's all okay. I don't understand. He seems to have convinced himself that somehow law and order and respect for the law means whatever they deem fit, right? Whatever the right-wing position is. It's a bizarre position, but he seems to convince himself of that. You're right. You put it very well, Earl. It's a character issue.
Hang on, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. Well, good morning. I have two things to say, Earl. First thing, it's obvious that for me, that every race, doesn't matter what is it for, Republicans have more and more injections of money. And unfortunately, it feels like Democratic Party is tied up to it, because if we are not spending as much money as they are, then we are not present. And people don't know what is the position of Democratic Party, because they basically taking over the airway and the social media. The prices and the amount of money obviously are inflated just because of that fact that they think that they can choke Democratic Party with the money and injections of money. And the second thing about CJ, we went with the CJ, you personally, a lot of things happened with CJ, but he really ticked me off today in the morning, because when he was talking about abortions with Maggie, he said, so you're saying they can do the abortion? Who's they? This is not a political, not governmental, not financial, no, nothing like this. It's a pure chauvinistic. They, you're a man, so the only they we're talking about are females.
Well,
this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, Karina, it is clearly becoming a death knell for Republicans who continue to support that, and it's going to be something that I don't know how they can overcome it, because the horse is already out of the barn. And Dr. Craig, you want to respond? And let's do this. We've got to go to – no, go ahead, Dr. Craig. You got a couple minutes.
Yeah, I'll say quickly that she's absolutely right about the money. Look. They have the money because we've created this unprecedented billionaire class, and who made their money in corporations and haven't paid taxes for years. We've allowed them to rig the economy in their own favor. So this was a rare race when we have more money. They're going to mostly have more money. We need to have more organized people, and we need to raise as much money as possible so that we get slaughtered less on the airwaves, right? To limit the damage. So that's why I'm really excited, because we could have been, if things had gone very poorly here, maybe 2024 is much more dangerous as far as ending democracy. But the structural challenges and the threat has not disappeared. We just won a major battle. It's sort of like this, Earl. It's like if the Bucks beat the Celtics by 20 points, we don't then say, it's all fixed. We're
right.
Better than they are. No.
There's
going to be one game, 7-game series. So this is a huge battle. This is more than one game. It was a big game. But we got to keep it going. And I like the momentum between this and, we should mention maybe after the break, Chugga Mayor's race is huge, huge implications.
Okay, so hang on. We got to go to the break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll come to you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. You know, Dr. Craig, this battle that, you know, the fact that we are this battleground state and we're purple and, you know, that's something to be proud of. I was starting to think that we were slipping over the years and decade or so. And it looks like there's, you know, the areas, the wild counties that used to 10 years ago, you'd wind up with 70%. Like here in Waukesha, you would have thought that Dan Kelly would have wound up with, you know, 70% or so. As it turned out, Dan Kelly only wound up in a strong area like Waukesha with 58-42. And you know, a few years back, a decade or so back, it would have probably been in the 70s. So there are changes. Brown County, Janet Protasiewicz won. Racine County, Dan Kelly, 52-49. I mean, there's some, you know, these distances are closing up on Republicans in the state.
What's interesting is
in these major areas. In these major areas,
I think the divide is worsening in both ways. If you look at North Central Wisconsin, where we have a chapter, an organizing cooperative, we call them, things got worse. Kelly wins Wausau by Marathon County, where Wausau has by almost 10 points. And that whole region is that way. And I think Waukesha is getting more split. I think the suburbs that are more densely populated in Wausau, in Waukesha, the ones closer to Milwaukee all the way out, which goes pretty far out now, the densely populated ones, are moving our direction, and abortion is one of the issues. They are just not happy with Trump and the MAGA wing and his very well-covered indictment yesterday, and here arraignment probably didn't help matters, though I think abortion was the main thing. But the exurbs of Waukesha County are getting worse. Washington County, which is more like an exurb, is still performing more like all the WOW counties used to. But we actually, Judge Janet won all what's called the BOW counties, Brown, Ozaukee, and Winnebago, right, in the Fox Valley, Green Bay, which is stunning. So there was some interesting movement there. It'll be interesting to see Earl, a reporter I have tremendous respect for, Craig Gilbert, long time with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, right, will likely in the next couple of days do a deep dive into the voter turnout and who turned out and what direction voters went. in this election. He does that after every major election. So he did a pre-election article about how this race would determine the battleground for 2024 in Wisconsin for U.S. Senate and president. And so it'll be interesting to see what he makes of this. I think that the very high turnout helped us a lot, but there's been movement. Look at Ozaukee County. I mean, Earl, you grew up here, right? Ozaukee County has been a red bastion all along, right? And it's actually become highly competitive, even more than Waukesha County.
So
that is a stunning change.
Let's go to CJ. CJ.
And my caller, Earl, and Mr. Craig.
Dr. Craig.
You know, you're right.
Dr. Craig,
you know, you're right. The abortion issue was the factor, but the mere fact that how the Democrats do a better job lying about Republicans' beliefs, and I guess I'm just hopeful, you know, in Milwaukee and Madison, if lives are going to get better, if crime is an issue, if the failed school system are going to be an issue.
Hey CJ,
the results will be an issue.
Will you hold
any elected official feet to the fire, or just love that they're got a D behind their name?
Hey CJ, the crime
doesn't seem to matter.
CJ, the crime boogeyman that they used on Mandela Barnes did not work this time.
It's not about crime. It's about defunding police and the mere fact that Mandela lied.
Okay, so we don't need to go down. We don't need to.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Because that is the only thing that they had to try to counterbalance the policies of Republicans. Dr. Craig, you want to respond? Because I can't. I lose my patience. Go ahead.
I just listening to CJ, and I've been monitoring Fox News coverage of Trump's indictment and his arraignment, which is a separate universe. MAGA kind of Republican public discourse has become a big exercise in projection. That is to say, they accuse the other side of doing exactly what they do. So you put they're the side that doesn't actually care about solving the crime problem. They just want it to fester and to rev it up as an issue so they can win elections on it. Same with immigration, where they have no real solutions. Abortion, their big problem is that the dog finally caught the car and doesn't know what to do, right? The dog would have been much better off not catching the car and keeping and using abortion as a wedge issue without having to take responsibility for what they actually said they wanted to do. And so I fail to understand how the Democrats were lying about Kelly and not the other way around. I think both, I'll be honest, I mean, as a progressive, both campaigns mischaracterize the other one as letting all the dangerous rapists and murderers go, because that's the way all of the consultants on both sides who do these ads think is the way to win elections and to terrify people. Neither one is true. And it was outrageous. Let me give CJ something here, give him a bone here, that one of the main Judge Janet ads, and there were a couple versions, attacked him for being the defense attorney for someone who did terrible things. I'm sorry, that's in the Constitution, right, Earl? That you have a right to a defense. That talk about central to law. No defense attorney should be attacked for what their client did. Everyone deserves a defense. Where I see a bright spot, Earl, is what happened in Chicago, because Paul Vallast ran all crime, scare on crime, traditional. Right. We're gonna surge the police to deal with the crime menace. And of course, and crime is much higher in Chicago than anywhere in Wisconsin. I mean, in many neighborhoods, it is at a crisis level in Chicago. Not really the whole city, but in a few neighborhoods.
Right.
If you look at the numbers, Brandon Johnson, who was elected, who came from having been 2% in the polls in December. Brandon Johnson ran on a progressive crime agenda. Of course, he didn't run on defund the police. CJ's going to keep saying that. No one's running on defund the police. No one really has. And certainly not most Democrats, and certainly not Mandela Barnes. But Brandon Johnson ran on what would make us safer. And there's really good, deeper polling out there that if you really talk about what would make people safer, don't just talk about we're going to throw everyone a dangerous criminal in jail and we're going to have a police state, that is more popular with people. But you have to make it clear and concrete. And Brandon Johnson withstood the onslaught and won that race when he had went in as a complete unknown. And if you look on his website, other places, it is a very compelling progressive agenda on crime that will actually reduce crime. The conservative agenda doesn't do it. It just demagogues on it in order to win elections and hold power and do other things.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I hope you got my message yesterday.
Yeah, anyhow, I did.
Here goes. Okay, great. Here goes for today. You know, Republicans, when are they going to figure out that banging their heads against the wall till it's bloody and blaming the wall is not the problem? The problem is Donald Trump. He's so toxic. If you want to attach yourself to him, good way to lose. He lost against Hillary by 3 million. He lost and he lost and he lost and he continues to lose. Marjorie Taylor was run out of Manhattan. I don't know if you know that, but she was. I think you do. She was run out of Manhattan. The America has spoken. Enough's enough, kids. Either grow up, put on your big boy pants, or keep playing in the sandbox, but we aren't going to even start acknowledging you anymore. You're foolish. Dan Kelly assaulted Janet last night for one reason. He knew that what she knew, and he knew what he did was illegal. He's scared. He's nervous because if the big man falls, maybe the other dominoes are going to fall. If I was Ron Johnson, I'd resign now and move to Puerto Rico. I think that'd be the best thing that man could do, because if they come after him, and they could, and it won't be Janet. It'll be other Democrats in our state that say, finally, we've got some backbone. They're listening to us. Now it's time to clean house.
Hey.
When I grew up, I knew what a Republican... Okay.
No, go ahead. Finish your point, Bill. Finish your point.
Okay. When I grew up, I knew great governors. My dad knew Warren Knowles. I got to meet Tommy Thompson, Lee Sherman Dreyfus. Whether you were a Democrat or Republican, they were our leaders. We didn't argue. They were our leaders. Pure and simple. Integrity, honesty, and diplomacy. They all knew it. Well, then Scotty Walker shows up and turns the bus upside down. Well, no wonder this has happened. And these ridiculous, like CJ or RJ, he is being terrorized by them, but he can't figure it out.
So, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Dr. Craig, you said a lot.
That was great. I like the running into the wall,
yep.
Blooding yourself and blaming the wall. And I would say, you know, what you reap is what you sow. Donald Trump, and I hate to call it under this when talking about Scott Walker, is not the cause of Republican politics. He exploited it and took it over, but it had to be created in advance. They created this sense of hatred, division. Everything is corrupt, because then government can't do anything to regulate the real powers in this country, the billionaires and the self-dealing corporations, the insurance companies, big pharmaceutical companies, fossil fuels, etc. So they revved up and created this audience. And then of course Donald Trump came and stole the audience from them as the charismatic hero of it. So this has been going on for 50 years. You know, a Donald Trump running in, say, the 1940s doesn't get anywhere, because we had a very different politics. There wasn't an audience for it, not a big enough audience for someone to be a threat to win a nomination, let alone be elected president. But they can't get rid of Donald Trump. He isn't going to go away. And apparently him being, you know, held accountable, just beginning of it, all he got arraigned, right, in probably the least serious of the cases before him, right, in terms of the legal trouble he's in. Apparently that strengthened him on the right in the Republican Party so much that no one dares oppose him, and they're all supporting him, including allegedly moderate congressmen, are all like Brian Stile from Janesville, Racine, Kenosha, who has written a letter. They're trying to subpoena and demand District Attorney Bragg from New York City come and testify before a House committee, and to give all of his information, investigation, over to right-wing members of Congress.
So, Dr. Craig, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is still here. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom.
Dr. Craig, it's okay to take a victory lap and say, we won. That's great. We can't be in this constant next election cycle. We've got to be able to celebrate our win, number one. And then number two, we need to start talking about the gross, grotesque about the amount of money that is spent in any of these campaigns instead of the way they do it on the media, where they almost celebrate it. They almost say it like, oh, wow, it was the most spent election ever. It's like, this is going to become billionaires against billionaires is what it's going to become, because people that chip in $2, $3 or whatever, or $20, or like myself, $100, each week for like a Mandela campaign, you know what? We aren't going to be able to do it soon. So the thing is, we need to get money out of politics, and we need to stop running a constant campaign. It has got to be like you do, Dr. Craig, boots on the ground, getting people out and stuff, things like that. But that's not going to win over the big money. The thing is, we have got to get money out of politics. And like I said, can we please just take a victory lap today?
Tom, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
I'll say that we should be able to have a victory lap. Not a victory retirement, so to speak, where we declare the battle over. But yeah, he's right. So I'll confess on that. It is hard in Wisconsin, though, Tom, because we're the land of the perpetual campaign. I don't often agree with Joe Scarsborough, Morning Joe.
Right.
He keeps saying Wisconsin's the most important state in the country because it determines all power, and he's someone's going to be right about something. wrong about a lot of other things.
So let's.
But I was going to say on money, it's kind of like hope and prayers, I'm afraid, on guns, Earl. We have to elect people who will take the money out of politics and also take back judiciary. And we have to make darn sure that every Democrat is actually for that, because I can tell you 12 years ago when we had full Democrat control, they failed to act on big money. And so because some of them were opposed and actually wanted to raise the money, Tom is totally right. We were outgunned, and people like him cannot continue to give every week at or every month whatever they're giving at and sustain that against billionaires.
So let's go to David from Mequon. David, yes, sir, quickly.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Craig, Earl. Really quickly, I just wanted to get back to Dr. Craig's point about Chicago really quickly. Yes, Mr. Johnson is super progressive. He's actually left the Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders actually supported him. That being said, it should be noted that Chicago only had 29% turnout. So essentially 15% of the voters got somebody that's highly progressive and is even left of Lori Lightfoot. And to Dr. Craig's point, yeah, Chicago is there's a lot of crime that's going on there. This gentleman now that's going to be new mayor didn't say defund the police, but he certainly was now allocating a $100 million cut to the police force and replacing a lot of officers with civilian individuals. And also, he wants to raise taxes in Chicago, which have been raised dramatically, another $800 million. So we're going to see how if the ideas really work. We'll see in the next 3 or 4 years if Chicago is any better or worse. I predict worse.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, David. Dr. Craig?
Great point. When you actually run on issues and you're running on real problems, you can be held accountable. That's why politicians on both sides sometimes try to avoid that, on the Republican side almost all the time. So I think that's a great point. I do think there is very good research that taking a much more balanced approach on crime and dealing with mental health and mental health emergencies, dealing with drug addiction, dealing with housing insecurity and poverty and jobs will reduce crime much more than the surge in police officers Paul Dallas is running on. I also agree that turnout was very low. It was not dramatically high in Chicago, which is very different than Wisconsin, where we blew the doors off what was considered an unapproachable record turnout in the Supreme Court race, the one achieved in the midst of the recall and workers' rights protest frenzy early when Walker had passed Act 10. So I think he makes a good point about Chicago, but I do think it's the way government ought to work. People should run on real things and then be held accountable for their successes, but honestly, not based on consultant ads blaming their, like saying that Biden is responsible for inflation when he's largely not, for example. That's not real. But I think we should have real policies, really run on them, and then real accountability for results.
Hey, Dr. Craig, thank you as always. And maybe you ought to take Tom's advice and have a burger and a beer in between.
Well, I'm sitting outside the Waukesha Exposition Center, which is not a great facility, Earl, if you've been there, where the Republicans decide we'd have this budget hearing. So the place is full of kids taken out of school for the day by the voucher schools, which wow. The public education folks do not do because kids should be in school, right? And so I'm going to walk back in there. I probably won't feel very positive when I hear this committee deliberating when I walk back into the door here.
All right, my friend, we got to go. I'll see you next week. Thank you very much, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.